Derek Warren here with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, we're getting into summer here. We're still technically in spring, but summer's right around the corner, and we got all kinds of events coming up. So what do we have coming up here? I know there's quite a few events for the beginning of the month as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited about May. There's always a lot of really fun stuff going on. I'll start just with the Effingham Performance Center, all of their shows, because it's always fun to talk about all the cool stuff that they have going on. Okay. One of their first ones is Justin Willman, and he's like he is an illusionist. He's coming to the Effingham Performance Center on May 9th, and he has like a Netflix series. So if you haven't seen it, I think it's called, something about Illusionist for Humans or something like that.
Okay.
Super, super cool show. I think it's going to be one of those shows where if you don't go, you're missing out. You know, one of those things where people are talking about it so much after the show is over because maybe you don't recognize his name or something, but it's going to be a really cool show, and we're really excited about this
probably
one.
Probably really interactive with the crowd,
yes,
too.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, very. I think you'll walk away from it being like, wow. So we definitely encourage people. I know there's still tickets available for Justin Willman. And then Jeremy Camp comes on May 10th, and he is he plays Christian music. So he's a big name in that industry, and I think that's going to be a really fun concert. So we really encourage people to head out to that, too. And then Scott Waddles is back at the Effingham Performance Center. So he always does such a great job that Scott Waddles and the Blue Suede Crew is coming on May 31st. And if you are a fan of Elvis, you need to go to this show. It's such a fun show. Scott and his crew do such a good job. So it's just a really, really fun show. All the classic hits of Elvis. It's just a really great show.
Does he go the whole nine yards, like impersonating, dressing
yes,
up like
he
him?
Does.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he does. Yes, yes, he does. So, yeah, you really get the full experience. So we really encourage people to do that, too. So, yeah, the EPC, and they're kind of winding down their season currently. They've got a few more, I think, in June. Then I know they do their theater camps in July, which are so great. Cool. And they've already been announcing a few of their shows for the upcoming fall season, which we're really excited about. I know Adam Wainwright is coming. He's going to be playing some music. Super excited about that. So, yeah. So always follow along the Effingham Performance Center. They've got some great stuff going on. And then, like you said, just even at the beginning of the month, we've got some great stuff going on. Live music is always happening. Usually Friday nights here, Village Wine, Tuscan Hills Winery, they always have stuff. I know there's some great stuff at Village Wine going on. And then Tuscan Hills Winery's got some really fun stuff, too. I know they have Name That Tune on May 2nd, which is always really, really fun. And then actually on May 3rd, we were just talking about this before, Annie Wilson with Layla Smith and James Carruthers, they're coming to the Effingham County Fairgrounds, and that's presented through the Central Illinois Truck Convoy.
Okay.
So it's going to be a really great concert. If you like country music, you definitely want to check that out. She is great. And that'll be out there at the Effingham County Fairgrounds. Always a fun time. And hopefully we'll have some great weather that night. And it'll just be a really great night to be outside and supporting the Central Illinois Truck Convoy. And they do all of that stuff for the for Make-A-Wish. So it's all for a good cause, too.
A concert 2 months before the fair at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, exactly. So, get a little bit in there before the fair and probably have a little bit of better weather then, too. Not so hot. July and August, it's a little warmer there. So
that's the way it works. Yeah, summertime. But only a couple months away, the fair's right around the corner,
it
too.
It is.
Wow.
Yes, summer will go so, so fast. It always does. And then the Kentucky Derby is coming up, too. So the Tuscan Hills Winery, they always have the Kentucky Derby Watch Party. So that's on May 3rd. Super fun. Dress in your best Kentucky Derby attire. They always have drink specials, food specials. That'll be really, really fun out there. On May 3rd, we also have the Unit 40 Mentoring Trivia Night, and that's Kentucky Derby themed. Not all the questions will be Kentucky Derby by any means, but I think, you know, a fun theme. You can dress up if you want, and it's for a great cause. So that's another really fun thing to do. And like I said, we have so much live music going on. We're constantly adding more events to the website. Always follow along, like I said, Tuscan Hills Village Wine. They've always got great stuff going on. And then the farmers market should be opening up, I believe, on May 24th, which is the last, the last Saturday in May. I know they're working with the Courthouse Museum and the county, making sure that everything's kind of ready with the new pavilion gazebo that they're putting up right now, which looks so good.
It does. And they're going to actually be redoing some of the sidewalk as well.
So yeah, absolutely. So they're doing a lot. They're doing a lot of work down there right now, but they're making some headway. So I believe right now is May 24th, but you can always follow along on the Effingham Farmers Market Facebook page. We'll post about it too. Just a lot of good stuff coming in May. And like you said, we're getting some warmer weather now. So we're excited about that. We always encourage people to head out on the Trek Trail during this time. And I know we also have some races coming up in May too. So follow along when we post those. If people like the 5Ks, we've got some of those coming up too. And it'll be a good month.
Yeah, and that beginning week there of May, May 4th, the Tosopolis Monastery Museum opens up too.
Yes, yeah.
So that is something that if you're into that sort of thing, it's one of the best ones in the area.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool place. We always encourage people to go there too.
All right. Got quite a bit coming up here for the month of May, and it's just the beginning of summertime. So.
Exactly.